Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shalom, send the salam. Greetings, 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 greetings.
Thank Jah, Rastafari.
Jah, Rastafari. Jah, Rastafari. Jah, Rastafari.
Friday. Yay, yay, yay,
yay, yay, yay.
Yes, yes, yes.
Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. Your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest. Psalm 96. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols. The Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth, with his truth, with his truth, with his truth. Psalm 97. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him, and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world. The earth sore and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord, hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness, his holiness, his holiness, his holiness, his holiness. Psalm 98. O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise, and rejoice, and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and sound of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity. Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies, and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answeredst them, O Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill. The Lord our God is holy. God is holy. God is holy. Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forests. And in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood, yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. People with peace. People with peace. People with peace.
Yes, 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 Psalms, the Psalms for the Sabbath. My co-laborer, are you there? Are you there? Are you there? Are you there? Yes, I need to hide the right shotgun for a moment. Got a jackass in the ditch I got to deal with. You know, when Yeshua said even on the Sabbath, sometimes there's donkeys in the ditches you got to deal with. Yes, I, here, for the T-J-I-F. Excuse, I've been climbing Jacob's ladder. Had to run up and down steps, you know, some things are gone, but anyway, yes, I.
Glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari.
And Jah, Rastafari.
Jah! Rastafari,
Rastafari, Rastafari, Rastafari,
Rastafari, Greetings to everyone locked into Spiritual Vibrations with Jade and Rockin' Rocco for a non-stop reggae and dub. Run the first one, Rocco. Jah help us.
Nations rising against nations. Oh. Brothers killing brothers. Maybe the end has come. Lord have mercy.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Let thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, as it is done way up in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, Lord. Forgive us our trespasses, like we do on a thing that do it against us. Thine is the kingdom, the power and glory, forever and ever. Sing your praises to Jah. Jah help us. Jah help us, Jah help us, hallelujah. Jah help us, Jah help us, Jah help us, hallelujah. Our Father, who art in heaven, come, thy will be done on earth, as it is done way up in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, Lord. Forgive us our trespasses, like we do one of them that do it against us. Thine is the kingdom, the power and glory, forever and ever. Sing all your praises to Jah. Jah, Jah help us. Jah help us. Jah help us. Hallelujah. Jah help us.
Welcome to all listeners worldwide.
Jah help us,
Jah, help us. Jah, help us. Jah, help us. Hallelujah. Jah, help us. Jah, help us. Jah, help us.
Kingpin, where is Jah? Spiritual vibrations.
Where is Jah?
Money make the mare gallop.
We now,
woo,
well,
Jah, Rastafari.
Jah, Rastafari. Jah, Rastafari. Jah, Rastafari.
Friday. Yay, yay, yay.
Yay.
Here to Daughter of the Bay, here in lighting the lights, lighting the candles, lighting the lights, and saying the baraka for Shabbat. Here, here, here.
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav. Vizi vanu lehiot ur lagoyim banatan lanu et Yehoshua Mishianu ur haolam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctifies I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
Light it up, light it
but
up.
Push up the light of them, push up the light of them, push up, push up, push up the light of them. Blaze up, blaze up, blaze up the torch.
Besimab, Wawelid, Wamenfesa Kadus, Ahadu Amlak, Ze Kedamit, Ye Kedamit, Besenbed Ken, Meskel Abra, Samayin Bekoakibit, Shelleme, Kohulum Yilik, Zahayin Asaye, Meskel Abra, Samayin Bekoakibit, on the Sabbath Eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Yes, I. The Shabbat, a witness, a memorial to the iration, to John creation. So right there, that's from the liturgy, EOTC of Kedemawi Haile Selassie, from the liturgy, right there, what is said on the Shabbat Eve, or Zeh Kedamit, on the Sabbath Eve, right here on Friday. And this also from Genesis, give thanks, Benjamite. We like to share this right here, this particular tune. Instrumental by Rico Dubwise on the Shabbat time. I think it's Genesis chapter 2. Yes, sir. Rastafari.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Shabbat.
Familiar reading what it's all about, giving full attention to the most.
sense. We have to remember the fourth commandment until thy kingdom come.
Shabbat, 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 yes it is a Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat, yes it is the holy day.
Holy day.
Shabbat, 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 yes it is a Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat, yes it is the holy day.
Servitude, that's the way it's supposed to be. That's what the Father said we're supposed to do. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by the words that proceeded by him that sits up on the highest throne.
From the heaven to the earth, angel and man abstain from work. Just as it was from in the first, why should I diverge? Even love forsake vacation, traveling and spending time one-on-one, it's a way of strengthening their union. We should do the same thing with the Almighty One.
Shabbat, 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 yes it is a Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat, yes it is the holy day.
Shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Send Beth Salam. Send Bet Salam. Send Bet Salam. Send Bet Salam. Sabbath peace. Sabbath safety. Send Bet peace. Rest safely. Rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam.
Kedamawi Halas Elashe, the King of the Shabbat.
Rastafari is Almighty. Almighty. Rastafari is Almighty. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever sure. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever sure. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever living, ever sure. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because he's King of Kings, Lord of Lords, country, land, and tribe of Judah. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because he's King of Kings, Lord of Lords, country, land, and tribe of Judah. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because he's King of Kings, Lord of Lords, country, land, and tribe of Judah. Yeah, he's the only King of the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is our only future. Hey,
and hear, hear, hear from Exodus, Exodus chapter 31, verses 16 to 17. Exodus chapter 31, 16 to 17 for the Shabbat and the sabbatical service. I and I keep just Shabbat, just Sabbath as a sign and a covenant between I and he who be, we be, his divine majesty. So hear, hear, hear. Washamru B'nei Yisrael et ha-Shabbat la'asot et ha-Shabbat le'dorotam Brit olam b'nei b'ni u'v'nei b'nei Yisrael ot hi le'olam ki esheshet yamim asa Yahuwah et ha-Shamayim ve'et ha-Aret u'bayom ha-Shevi'i Shabbat wa'yinafash. So translation of that from Exodus chapter 31, verses 16 to 17 in the Yehudit, or what's called the Hebrew. The people of Yisrael shall keep the Shabbat, observing Shabbat throughout the ages as a covenant for all time, for all eras. It is a sign for all time between I and Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel. For in 6 days, Jehovah made the heavens and earth. And on the seventh day, Ha Elohim, Hailahim, the power, the source, ceased from work and was refreshed. Now, usually we share that right there, along with the audio clip that we have just shared this right here. I'd like to share this and just go through a kind of a quick read of the service and more of the ancient pointing of the Yehudit, or what's called the Ibrit or the Hebrew, the Abar, Lashon Abar. Because it's not really, the language is not really properly called Hebrew, but it's called Hebrew nowadays. But the people are the Hebrews. So here, I'd like to share this right here. The Sabbath and the festival, the service, the word sound and power thereof. Here.
When praying with Father Minyan, here, evening service for Sabbath and festivals. When praying with Father Minyan, Father 10, begin with El Melech Ne'eman. El, true good, true God, is a faithful king. El Melech Ne'eman. Here. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 9. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Shema Yisrael, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Echad. Praise be his glorious kingdom forever and ever. Baruch Shem HaKavod HaMalkuto Le'olam Wa'ed. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. We ahabta et Yahuwah Eloheka bekola levaveka u bekola nafsheka u bekola meodeka. And you shall take to heart these words that I command you this day. Wehayu ahadibarim haele asher anoki mitzauka hayom. Al levaveka. You shall teach them diligently to your children. You shall meditate on them when you are at home and when you are on a journey, when you retire for the night, and when you rise up in the morning. We shinan netama le baneka. We shinan netam le baneka. We divarta bam. Be shivateka. Be baiteka. Ua be leketeka. Ba derek. Ua be shakavta. Ua be kumeka. And you shall tie a reminder of them upon your hand and between your eyes. Ube shakavta ube kumeka. Ua ke shartema leot. Ala yadeka.
Ala yadeka.
We hayu le otafota bain aineka. And you shall write them on the doorposts of your home and on the gates of your cities. Ua ketavtam, u ketavtam ala mezuzot beiteka. Ua bishaareka. Devarim, Deuteronomy 11, chapter 11, verse 13 to 21. And if you obey my commandments, which that I command you to this day, to love Jehovah your Elohim and to serve him with fullness of heart and soul, then will I grant you my gift of timely rains for your land in autumn and in spring. And you will harvest your grain, your wine, and your oil. And I will give grass in your fields for your cattle. And you will eat the fruit of your labor and be satisfied. Wahayaima shamoa tisha ameu illa mitzotai asher anokia mitzawet kem mahayom le ahava et Yahuwah Elohekem ua le abdoa bekola levavikem ua bekola nafeshekem we Natatia mit ara arzikema beito yo rei ua mala malakosh
Safta de Ganenka. We Tia Rosheka. We Itza Hareka. We Natatia Aiseba de Sadeka. Liva Hemeteka. We Akalta. We Shabaita. Beware lest you be misled. Be aware lest you be misled into turning aside from the right course to worship alien gods and to bow down to them. God will be angry with you, and he will close the heavens so that there will be no rain, and the earth will not yield produce, and you will fast disappear from the good land that the Lord, that Jehovah, has given you. Hishamru lakem penna yifte levadekem we saritem we ebaditem Elohim acherim we hishatachewitem lahem we chara af Yahua bakem we atzar eta hashamayim we lo yehiye matara we ha edama lo titena eta yebulaha we abaditema mehera me al haretza hatoba asher Yahua notena lakem. Therefore shall you attend to these words of mine with heart and soul, and you shall bind a reminder of them on your hand and between your eyes, and you shall teach your children to meditate on them when you are at home and when you are on a journey, when you retire for the night and when you rise in the morning, and you shall write them on the doorposts in your home and on the gates of your cities. We samtema eta devaraya ele ala levadikema wa ala nafashekema uake shartema otama leot ala yidikem we hayua leet otafota beina ainekem we li maditema otama eta benekem le daver bam be shibeteka be beiteka o de leketeka ba derekta we de shakabta ua be kumeka ua ke tavtama ala mizuzot beiteka ua bisha areka. Thus, like this will your life and that of your children be prolonged on the land that Jehovah promised your ancestors, for as long as the sky remaineth over the earth. Le ma'ana yerebua yemekem, we may benekem Allah ha'edama asherla nishba'a Yahua la'ebotekem la teta lahem ki yemei ha'shamayim al ha'aret. Numbers chapter 15 verse 37 to 41. The Lord spoke, Jehovah spoke to Moses, to Moshe, saying, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, and bid them make fringes on the corners of their garments throughout their generations, adding to the fringe of each corner a thread of blue. And the fringe shall be to you as a sign, so that in beholding it, you will be reminded to fulfill all the commandments of Jehovah. And you shall not follow the promptings of the heart or the attraction of your eyes to be misled by them. Thus, like this, you will remember to carry out all my commandments, and you will be holy before your Elohim, your true good, your true God. I am Jehovah, your Elohim, who brought you out of the land of Mitzrayim to be your Elohim. I, Jehovah, am your Elohim. Vayomer Yahuwah el Moshe leimor, daver el bnei Yisrael we amarta eleihem, we asua lahem tzitzita ala kanfeya bigadeihem. Le dorotam we natnua ala tzitzita ha kanaf petil tikelet we haya lakema le tzitzita uraitema oto וזכרתם את כל המצוות יהוה ועשיתם אותם ולא תתורו ולא תתורו אחרי לבבכם ואחרי עיניכם אשר אתם זונים אחריהם למען תזכרו ועשיתם את כל המצוותי והייתם קדושים לאלוהיכם אני יהוה אלוהיכם אשר הוצאתי אתכם מארץ המצרים להיות לכם לאלוהים אני יהוה אלוהיכם. True and certain it is that he is Jehovah your Elohim, there is none else, and that we, I and I, the people of Israel, have been summoned to his service. It is he who redeemed us from the might of kings. He delivered I and I from the grip of tyrants. I and I, Elohim, brought judgment upon our I and I enemies and retribution upon I and I downpressors. His saving acts are beyond I and I understanding. His wonders are infinite. He kept I and I alive in life, and he did not allow I and I to stumble. He led I and I victorious over the strong places of I and I enemies. He sustained I and I strength in the face of all I and I foes. He wrought miracles and judgments against Paro. He performed signs and wonders in the land of Mitzrayim. He brought forth the Bnei Yisrael, the son of Israel, from bondage to freeness, to freedom. But their pursuing foes perish in the depths of the sea. His children witness his triumph as they praise Shemo, his name. In gladness they declare their loyalty to his kingdom, to his government. Moshe led the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, in a song of acclaim. Who can compare to the eye in power, O El, O God? Who can compare to the eye in holiness and idleness? Thou dost ever perform wondrous deeds? None, no one can recount thy praises at Isis. They acknowledged the sway of his might as they beheld his wonders at the Yam Suf, at the Etarabahir Red Sea. This is Eli, my true good, my true God, they proclaim. Yahuwah, Jehovah will reign forever and ever. Yahuwah, Jehovah has ever freed Yaakov, Jacob. He has saved him from adversaries mightier than he. Praise thee, blessed be Jehovah, Redeemer of Yisrael, Redeemer of Israel. True and certain it is. Amet, we'emunah kol zot, all this. Ye kayam aleinu, ki hu Yahuwah Eloheinu, ve'ein zulato. Wa enachnu Yisrael ammo, ha-podeinu miyada melakim, malakeinu ha-goeleinu, mikaf kol ha-aritzim, ha-el, ha-nifra'a lanu, mi-atzareinu. Wehamashalema gemula lekolo oibeya nafshenu ha ose gedolot ada eina haker we nifa laota ada eina misapar ha sama nafshenu abachayi we lo natana lamota raglenu. Ha madarikenu ala bamota oibenu, wayarema karnenu al kola sonaenu. Ha ose lanua nisim, una kama de faro, ototo u mofatim de adamata beneham. Ha make de ebarato kola de kordei mitrai. Why you say eta amo Yisraela mitokama lecherut olam? He brought forth the sons of Israel from bondage to freedom. Why you say eta amo Yisraela? Mia tokama lecherut olam. But their pursuing foes perish in the depths of the sea. Hama ibira banayo beina gizareya yama sufa eta roda fehema we eta sonehem vita homota tivaa. Rao banayo wa geburato wa shibho shibhu we ho du alishmo uwa malakutoa de ratsona kibloa elayhem Moshe ubene Israel alika anu shira de simha rabba we amru kulam Mia kamoka baelim Yahua Mia kamoka nedara bakodesh nora we tehilota ose fele malakuteka rau baneka bokea yama lifneya Moshe ze eli anu we Amru Yahua Yimloka le olama wa ed we nemar ki fada Yahua eta Yaakov uwa gealo miyada chazaka mimenu Baruch ata Yahua gaal Yisrael blessed be Jehovah Redeemer of Israel, Redeemer of Israel. Baruch Ata Yahuwah Gaal Israel. Cause I now, Jehovah, I now Elohim, to retire for the night in peace. And in the morning, do I, our King, awaken us again to life. Enfold us, enfold I and I with thy protecting peace, and improve I and I with thy good counsel. Help us, help I and I, for thou that I art a merciful Elohim. Shield I and I, shield us against foe and plague and sword and famine and grief. Liberate us, liberate I and I from evil powers that assail us, assail I and I on every side. Shelter us, shelter I and I by thy presence. Paneka, the eye face perception, for thou, O God, art our guardian and deliverer. Thou, O God, art a gracious and merciful King. Mayest thou, the eye, guard our coming and going for life, for liberty and peace, now and forever, forever. Mayest thou, the eye, enfold us, enfold I and I with the shelter of thy peace. Praise, blessed be the eye, O Jehovah, who spreadest peace over us, over I and I, and over all thy people, Yisrael, and over Yerushalayim. And over Jerusalem.
And over Jerusalem.
And over Hashikibeinu, Yahweh Eloheinu, Le Shalom. Lehae midenu malkenu lechayin uferos aleinu sukata shelomeka vetakanenu beitza tova milafaneka vehoshainu le maana shimeka We hagena ba'edenu, we hasira me'aleinu oyev, dever, we chereb, we rav, we yagon, we hasira satan, milifanenu, ua me achreinu, ua betzela k'nafeka, tasatireinu, ki El Shomareinu Uamatzeleinu Ata Ki El Meleka Hanuna Werahuma Ata U Shemoraz Eteinu U Boeinu Le Chayim U Le Shalom Me Ata We Ada Olam
Olam
And the reader here U ferosa aleinu asukata shelomeka. Mayest thou guard I and I, coming and going for life and peace, now and forever. Mayest thou unfold I and I with the shelter of thy, of the eye peace. U feros aleinu sukat, the sukat shelomeka, the sukkah, the booth, the tabernacle of thy peace. Baruch ata Yahuwah. Ha po reisa sukata shalom aleinu. Blessed praise be Jehovah who spreadest peace over us, who spreadest peace over I and I. Baruch atah Yahuwah, ha poreisa sukata shalom aleinu. We Allah call Amo Yisrael, over all thy people Yisrael. We all call Amo Yisrael, we all Yerushalayim, and over Jerusalem, 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 Jerusalem.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? The Ethiopians. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Blessed be Ab Ubu Manfatsagu Adu Amlak Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretches forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness. Lead us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourished, the aged protected, and the infants cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days, when our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Selah. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
In my oh, oh, yeah, with King Alpha and Queen Omega. Father and mother of creation.
thank Yah, Shah. It is Friday, yeah, 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 yeah. So we have Psalms, as ones and ones should know, but if ones don't know, get to know. Psalms 95 to Psalm 99, plus Psalm 29, Psalm 92, then seal up with Psalm 93 as a sabbatical chance, the Kabbalat, the Kabbalah, the receiving of the Shabbat. So here we have a very interesting psalm for today's daily psalm. Here we have Psalm 69. Now, Psalm 69 is a messianic psalm. I'd like to share some audios right here, here, here. So we'll ride up once again with the brethren and with the chants towards hopefully the full of full of this podcast here on the air and in the iron. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 69. Psalm 69, prayer of the persecuted. Prayer of the persecuted. Just a brief kind of an overview, and then we'll play the score with some of the Yehudit, the Ibrit, the Hebrew highlights at the intro, and then pick up with more on how and why today's daily psalm is a messianic psalm. In other words, there are certain areas of scripture that we find quoted, referenced to, or used as a groundation in the Brit Chadasha, what's known as the Hadish Kidan, the Adis Kidan. But here, Mizmor Samek Tet, Psalm 69, Psalm LXIX, prayer of the persecuted, a deeply pathetic human document. Pathos, pathology has to do with sickness or hurting or pain in that sense. Pathetic, painful in that sense.
Here's what I found on the web.
Okay, here's what the computer sometimes, these technological. Okay, let's pick up. Okay, a deeply pathetic human document is presented in this psalm, in this mizmor, in this mezmor. In the Hebrew, it's pointed as mizmor. In the Royal Amharic, mezmor, from zamar, zemre, a chant, Isis. A devout servant of Hailahim, of the power of the source, is undergoing cruel treatment and feels that his sufferings are due to his religious loyalty or his spirituality. He pleads with Hailahim with the power for relief, and in burning indignation begs that retribution come upon his persecutors, false prosecutors. His faith remains firm through the ordeal, and he looks to the future, forward, what a feat, forward ever, with confidence, with eifidence, with confidence. In spite of the heading, there's a heading here, Lid Dawid, or the italics, a psalm of David, but in the Hebrew, Lid Dawid, Lid David of David. Despite and in spite of that heading, there are several passages of the Mizmor of today's chant, Psalm 69, Isaiah 69, that do not fit in with his period and rather point to the age of the captivity. So what they're saying here is that although the psalm says Lid Dawid or of David, the KJV Bibles, you will see that a psalm is italicized. That means in the manuscripts he translated from wasn't there, but to put the context to it, it says it's of David. But there's some passages in the psalm in the Isaiah that don't seem to fit his particular period of liberty, his testimony, as we have in the scripts, in the glory of his majesty. And they rather point to the age of the captivity. To the captivities that happened years, we could say years later, about maybe almost 200 years later. It is noteworthy that the Midrash understood the psalm, the chant, the Isis, as relating to the Babylonian exile. So this is psalm is good for doing your Babylon homework, as Kalunji, as Sizzla, and others who know, we got to do our homework on the scripts, the Babylonian exile. So there's a connection in today's psalm with the Babylonian exile. That means it can be weaponized for I in this day and time, this Iowa. Now, according to many modern scholars, the author is probably the prophet Jeremiah. So some would say, well, Psalm 69, it says it's of David, but maybe it's of Jeremiah, because there are parallels between the psalm, today's psalm, and his book, the book of Jeremiah, and no doubt Lamentations. They're frequent, and they're also striking parallels. But when people are in pain, people usually cry out more or less the same because of the pain. As one commentator has expressed it, quote, this psalm, today's daily psalm, Psalm 69, should be read throughout with Jeremiah in mind. Whether he wrote it or not, one had said, his history gives the key to its meaning. So he has recommended studying today's daily psalm, Psalm 69, along with Jeremiah and having the prophet Jeremiah in mind. And no doubt because it is a prayer of the persecuted. And because of the persecution that David went through, enough of his persecution came from many of his own countrymen, his own people. You know, man to man, black man to black man, Rasta man to Rasta man, Israelite to Israelite. You know how that goes right there. And Jeremiah was going through that same sort of scenario. Now, a note to Jeremiah, the prophet Jeremiah, it was the Ethiopian, yes, we said it, the Ethiopian eunuch, who's called Ebed-Melech, that interceded, right, interceded on the behalf of the Israelite Jeremiah. That's noteworthy there. We're not talking about the Ethiopian eunuch or the one who's called the eunuch in the New Testament, that black Jew of Ethiopia who was the treasurer for King Kentike, Candace, and Candace is not Makeda, it's a different queen, the Meroite queen, but it is an Ethiopian who intercedes to get Jeremiah out of that pit. Just this noteworthy, and Jehovah speaks of him also within that. But here. Without further ado, let's give an ear to today's psalm in a fuller fullness. And it's a pretty thick psalm, but we're going to zoom in on some of the messianic highlights, the messianic references. It's a messianic psalm. Some psalms are directly messianic. In other words, some psalms are quoted directly in the New Testament, and it would appear that those in the New Testament time, the first century AD, had many of these psalms in heart and mind in the manifestation and fulfillment of Moshiach, the Messiah, Yeshua, in the first advent. One more thing we'd like to do right here, let's go through some of the versicles, the verse sections. Verses 1 to 6 is an appeal for help. We must give praise, eyes is overstanding. So verses 1 to 6, an appeal for help. Verses 7 to 12, from the King James perspective, 7 to 12, he suffers in Jah's cause. He's bringing out that he's a sufferer because of Jah. He's a sufferer in Jah's cause. Verses 13 to 18 is a prayer for deliverance, a prayer for deliverance. In verses 19 to 21, his suffering is retold. So he goes over his trials and tribulations, suffering retold. In verses 22 to 28, he imprecates, fancy kind of word, it could be boiled down in a simple sense to like he curses, imprecates. Right, what punishment should come upon his enemies, his haters, in verses 22 to 28. And in verses 29 to 36, deliverance awaits him and Yisrael, the Tsar of El of Hayil, the Prince of Power, Yisrael, the man who sees El, the source, the power, Yasharel, the upright of Hayel, of Ha'el, of the true good, the true God. So here.
Psalm 69.
Mizmor Samechet Lam Natseyah Al Shoshanim Le David.
Save me, O God.
Hoshi'eni Elohim.
For the waters are coming unto my soul.
Kiva umayim ad nafesh.
I sink in deep mire where there is no standing. I am come into deep waters where the floods overflow me. I am weary of my crying. My throat is dried. Mine eyes pale while I wait for my God. They that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of mine head. They that would destroy me, being mine enemies wrongfully, are mighty. Then I restored that which I took not away. O God, thou knowest my foolishness, and my sins are not hid from thee. Let not them that wait on thee, O Lord God of hosts, be ashamed for my sake. Let not those that seek thee be confounded for my sake, O God of Israel. Because for thy sake I have borne reproach. Shame hath covered my face. I am become a stranger unto my brethren, and an alien unto my mother's children. For the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up, and the reproaches of them that reproached thee are fallen upon me. When I wept and chastened my soul with fasting, that was to my reproach. I made sackcloth also my garment, and I became a proverb to them. They that sit in the gates speak against me, and I was the song of the drunkards. But as for me, my prayer is unto thee, O Lord, in an acceptable time. O God, in the multitude of thy mercy, hear me in the truth of thy salvation. Deliver me out of the mire, and let me not sink. Let me be delivered from them that hate me, and out of the deep waters. Let not the water flood overflow me, neither let the deep swallow me up, and let not the pit shut her mouth upon me. Hear me, O Lord, for thy loving kindness is good. Turn unto me according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, and hide not thy face from my servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. Draw an eye unto my soul and redeem it. Deliver me because of mine enemies. Thou hast known my reproach and my shame and my dishonor. Mine adversaries are all before thee. Reproach hath broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness. And I looked for some to take pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. They gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Let their table become a snare before them, and that which should have been for their welfare, let it become a trap. Let their eyes be darkened that they see not, and make their loins continually to shake. Pour out thine indignation upon them, and let thy wrathful anger take hold of them. Let their habitation be desolate, and let none dwell in their tents. For they persecute him whom thou hast smitten, and they talk to the grief of those whom thou hast wounded. Add iniquity unto their iniquity, and let them not come into thy righteousness. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living, and not be written with the righteous. But I am poor and sorrowful. Let thy salvation, O God, set me up on high. I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bullock that hath horns and hoofs. The humble shall see this and be glad, and your heart shall live that seek God. For the Lord heareth the poor, and despiseth not his prisoners. Let the heaven and earth praise him, the seas, and everything that moveth therein. For God will save Zion, and will build the cities of Judah, that they may dwell there and have it in possession. The seed also of his servants shall inherit it, and they that love his name shall dwell therein, 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 dwell therein.
Yes, 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 here, 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 today's Daily Psalm. The Scofield Study Bible has a very good note speaking about the New Testament, the NT, New Testament quotations from and references to this psalm, this chant, today's Daily Psalm. They indicate in what way it adumbrates, like an umbrella, adumbrates, a way like overshadow, foreshadows Christ. So like, you know, a shadow is cast because someone or something is in light. So the shadow is cast because something or someone is in light. So here, this psalm is it foreshadows Christ. It's like a shadow, so to speak. It is the psalm, the chant of his humiliation and rejection. They point to verses 4, 7, 8, verses 10 to 12. The sections, verses 14 to 20, may well describe the exercises of his holy nephesh, his holy nephs, his holy psyche, his holy soul, her exercises. Her exercises in the Gethsemane. In Matthew chapter 26, verses 36 to 45, while verse 21, they say, is a direct reference to the cross. And the link right here, we have Matthew's gospel, Matthew chapter 27, verse 34 and 48, John chapter 19, verse 28. Then there's the imprecatory of the curse verses, you know, like going ham against your adversary verses 22 to 28. They're connected with Romans, the epistle to the Romans by Rab Shaul, Rabbi Saul, a.k.a. Brother St. Paul, right? Romans chapter 11, verses 9 and 10. With the present, this area is interesting, the present judicial blindness of Israel, of Israel. What's the blindness of the once lost, now found black and brown? It's a judicial blindness of Israel. But it would make sense they turn their backs on John's direction, instructions, went after other nations and heathen stuff. So now we all caught up in this Western Babylon Gentile seclorum, and nobody knows what's what legally, lawfully, because the Torah is the foundation. But there's the present judicial blindness of Israel, verses 25, having special reference to Judas Iscariot. Iscariot, having reference to Iscariot, called Judas Iscariot, in Acts chapter 1, verse 20, who is thus made typical of his generation, which shared his guilt. So let's just go to Acts 1 and 20, right? The Ethiopians and the true church and the professing church often refers to the one they call Jude or Judas as Iscariot, because there were other Judes or Judas, Yehuda. There was other Yehuda. I find it to be interesting that we even have that. I think it's in John's Gospel. In John's Gospel, John chapter 14, verse 22, it says, Judas saith to him, not Iscariot. So the one, the betrayer, we refer to him as Iscariot, because Yehuda, Jude or Judah or even Judas is still a good name. It's his character that points out the boy. That's why it says right here in John's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 22, it says, Judas saith to him, not Iscariot, Lord, Adon, Geta, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself to us, to I and I, and not to the world? So here, Judas, not Iscariot, the one that they, in the translation, called Jude, right, asked Yeshua a question. And it's interesting because the question that Judas, not Iscariot, the one they called Jude, had asked, he says, Lord, how is it that thou will manifest thyself to us, to I and I? It's like, how is it that Kedemawi Haile Selassie manifests himself to I and I, the Rastafari, and not to the world? Like, even not to some of our own fleshy. That's the sort of question. How is it that thou will manifest thyself to us, to I and I, and not to the world? And Yeshua's answer, just briefly, he answered and said to him, if a man love me, if a man love I, he will keep my words. And my Father, I be, and my Father will love him, and we, the Holy Trinity, where he says, and we will come to him and make our abode, I and I abode with him. That's the foundation for the scriptural Tawahido right there. But this verse here, referring to Iscariot, the betrayer of Yeshua HaMoshiach, in Acts of the Apostles, was it chapter 1, verse 20, it says, for it is written in the book of Psalms, in the Sefer Tehillim, let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein, and his bishopric let another take. And his bishopric is how they bring this out here, they have a margin. Okay, episcopane, overseer, his overseership, like being an overseer, like a shepherd, an overseer, bishop, the bishopric is the rod of the bishop, of the shepherd, because Iscariot, Judas Iscariot, he was one of the number before he was not of the number. So here it points to Judas Iscariot in today's song, who is made typical of his generation, and they share his guilt. So today's psalm, Psalm 69, is a messianic psalm. Let's go through this, the first four verses right here, here, here. The overview right here, here, here. The appeal for help to Helene. And we'd like to segue it with another quote from today's psalm, and it's over here in... It's John's Gospel, John chapter 17. John chapter 17. We have Psalm 69, verse 9, where it says, "For the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up." And in John's Gospel, Johannes Gospel, chapter 2, verse 17, it says, "And his disciples, Talmudo, remembered that it is written." It is written, "The zeal of thine house hath eaten I up." Zeal, the kana, like in some cases, in a good sense, it can be interpreted as zeal. In somewhat of a bad sense, generally with men and people, is jealousy. So that zeal, to be zealous. So it has a heat to it. And he says, and it has an eating property, you know, zeal, wear you out. So right there, that's one of the first quotes in today's psalm. So here it is written.
Mizmor, Samek 8. Lamnatziah, Al, Shoshani, Ledawid, Hosh, Aini, Elohim, Ki, Ba'u, Mai, Ad, Nash. Aba iti biya wen misula wa aina ma omad ba ti biya ma e ma kea mayim we shiboleta shitafatini ya ga iti bi karei ni hara Geron, Kalu Ainaya Me Yahela Lel Hai Rabu Amia Saerota Roshi Sonaya Hinam Atsumua Matsamitaya Oivaya Shakar Asher Lo Gazaltia Alza Ashiv Alza Shiv. For the leader upon Shoshanim of David, Mizmor Samek 8. Lamnatziah al Shoshanim Lidawi Hosh Aini Elohim, save I, O Elohim. Hosh Aini Elohim. Ki Bau Maima Adanafesh, for the waters are come and even to the soul. Ki Ba'u Mayim, for they are come Ad Nafesh, reaching to the soul. Hosha'ini Elohim. Ki Ba'u Mayim Ad Nafesh. Tava'iti Yabiyawin Mitzula Ueina Ma Omad Baiti Bia Ma'e Ma'e Ma'im We Shibolet Shitafatni. I am sunk in deep mire.
where there is no standing. Abaiti. Biwain Virain Biarin Biwain Abaiti. Biwain Mitsula Wihain Ma'omad. Where there is no standing. I am sunk in deep mire. I am come into deep waters. Bati, bati, I am come bati. Bia ma'e ma'ke ma'i. Bia ma'e ma'ke, bia ma'e ma'ke, ma'im. Into deep waters with shibolet, with shibolet, with shibolet. And the floods, shit afatini, overwhelm I, with shibolet, shit afatini, and the floods, overwhelm I. I am weary. I'm weary with my crying. Ya gaiti bi kari. Ya gaiti bi kari. Nihar, my throat is dry. Nihara garoni. Kalu ainai niyahela lelahai. Mine eyes fail while I wait for Elohai Hailiai, my true God, my Elohim. Kalu ainai niyahel lelahai. Rabu. Nisairota roshia sonaya chinam. They that hate me without cause are more than the hairs of my head. Rabu. Nisairota roshi. And the hairs of my head, Arabu, enough, Arabu, Miyasa erota roshi, Sonaya chinam, Sonai, enemies, chinam, without cause, chinam, Atzmu, Matzamitaya oivai shekar. They that would cut me off, being mine enemies wrongfully, are many. They that would cut me off. Should I restore that which I took not away? Asher lo gazalti aza ashir. As I shiv, should I restore, should I return that which I did not take away? Today's daily psalm, first 4 to 5 verses, including the superscription, Mizmor Samek 8, Psalm LXIX, Psalm 69, prayer of the persecuted, the falsely prosecuted, deeply pathetic, the pathos, this human document of the deep human pathos and pathologies presented here in today's Mizmor, today's psalm, today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachi is Edek, Melchizedek. We have Mizmor Samek 8, Psalm 69. A devout servant of Elohim, the true good, the true God, is undergoing cruel treatment
and feels that his sufferings are due to his religious, spiritual, heretically, loyalty to his faith and his faithfulness. He pleads with Elohim for relief, and in burning indignation begs that retribution come upon his persecutors and false prosecutors. His faith remains firm through the ordeal, and he looks to the future with confidence, that confidence in the victory of good over evil. In spite of the heading Lidavid of David, there are several passages in the Mizmor which do not seem to fit in with his period, and rather point to the age, the time of the captivity. It's also noteworthy that the Midrash, the Judaic study, understood this Mizmor, this psalm, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samech 8, Psalm LXIX, Psalm 69, as relating to the Babylonian exile. According to many modern commentators, the author is probably, they say, the prophet Jeremiah, Ernest, Jeremiah, and the parallels between this psalm, the Mizmor Samech 8, and Jeremiah's book are undoubtedly frequent and striking. As one commentator has so expressed it, quote, "This psalm should be read throughout with Jeremiah in mind. Whether he wrote it or not, his history gives the key to its meaning." And we would say also to the right now, the Rhema application. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and hereafter the Order of Malkiyas Tedek, Melchizedek, Mizmor, Samek.
Hear, hear, hear. Today, Psalms, one application, the new covenant scripture to Yeshua. The zeal has eaten him up. And then one of the adversaries, the modern-day Judas or modern-day Iscariot. Hear, hear, hear. Jesse Royal.
Now in comes the musical team from the King's offspring, Jesse Royal.
Some people you right, and them still choose to show you hate. Run them out of your yard, from them I play bad young. Hide them a bad biters, hypocritical to sidelock. We call them modern day Judas, the spreaders of rumors. Hold them a bad biters, hypocritical to sidelock. We call them modern day Judas, spreaders of rumors. Hey, hey, so why should I be afraid of you when you bleed just like I do? The more you try fight, judge, a light keeps shining too. So I've got no time for you, cause in my view you wanna step in on my shoe. You wish you never leave a loo and feel so damn confused. How every day you wake you ache because you know you're fake, and every step you take I bring you closer to your grave. But I am like a column when I easily shake. Me certain say I feel me none of who can't take. We guided by the monster, defender of the faith. Yes, ordained to be great. Hold them a bad biters, hypocritical to sidelock. We call them modern day Judas, the spreaders of rumors. Hold them a bad biters, hypocritical to sidelock. We call them modern day Judas, spreaders of rumors. But your teeth and tongue gonna let you down. Reward for your words shall be profound. House through all you want, but go loo and drown. Me slew you like Goliath with a stone from a crown. Not even the dog that be set on the wall of Babylon shall escape in these times. So word to the wise, choose the right side, and don't you be hindered by your foolish pride. I said no weapon formed against I and I shall prosper, prosper. So tell me the force rife and mugged of disrespect and face disaster. Cause them a backbiters, hypocritical to sidelock. We call them modern day Judas, spreaders of rumors. Hold them a backbiters, hypocritical to sidelock. We call them modern day Judas, spreaders of rumors. But I man deny concoction to prove. You can't give me slip when me never see you slew. You can't give me stew, not even cash news. And some must say me paro, some must say I never refuse. But I can't forget where I dug to the juice, and what his friends did to the tough gang too. All in the name of suppressing the truth. But I absolute me, them can't pollute. Cause them are backbiters, hypocritical to side. We call them modern day Judas, spreaders of rumors. Hold them a backbiters, hypocritical to sidelock. We call them modern day Judas, spreaders of rumors. Hold them a backbiters, hypocritical to sidelock. We call them modern day Judas, spreaders of rumors.
I and I do trust no politician. They all lack vision. We the children of today are on a mission to fulfill the promise of tomorrow. Rastafari lead the way, care not what anyone say.
We call him Iscariot, 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 yes I, right there, modern day Judas, Jesse Royal's modern day Judas tune, right there, might try a remix for today's psalm. It's kind of a lengthy psalm, we find a long enough dub, see how that fit right there, but the key verse right here, one of the key verses, there's more key verses, we also have the Midrash that connects the psalm
for the Bnei Yisrael, for the children of Israel, for I and I, with this captivity and the Babylonian captivity. But also it has the Messiah as a messianic song in its application to Yeshua, Hanotri, to Yenazare, to Yesus, to Jesus of Nazareth, right here, here, here. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 69. So here, Psalm 69, verse 25, where it reads, let their habitation be desolate, and let none dwell in their tents. We have Matthew chapter 23, verse 38, behold, your house is left to you desolate. And Luke's Gospel 13:35, behold, your house is left to you desolate. So we see this link and reference point, because when we read this right here, sometimes in the Koine or the Greek, they might use slightly different words, but we can see the point of references to today's psalm. Now, Acts of the Apostles chapter 1, touching on verses 16 and verse 20, where it reads, I think this is the apostle Paulos, right, Kepha, right, that said, men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled. That, it says the Holy Ghost in that translation, Holy Spirit, Ila Irit, Ruach HaKadosh, Memphis Kedus, the Holy Spirit, by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas Iscariot. Now here, verse 20 says, for it is written in the book of Psalms, and here's the quote, let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein. This is one of the imprecations in verse 28. And give thanks, International Chaplain EWFI, the linked I and I, just on the WhatsApp, was like Psalm 69, pure fire, you know, and the fire emoji. Yes, yes, yes. Hot psalm here, messianic psalm here, Psalm 69, verse 28, where it says, let them, make them be blotted out of the book of the living. Wow. Chant. I mean, I and I can say that. Chant. You know, because here, we have to understand why this is a messianic psalm, and also why it applies both to the Messiah and to the people. So we say this applies to the Rastafari, the first of all Rastafari is Ketamawi Haile Selassie, and to I and I. This applies to us, this psalm here, both to the Messiah and the sufferings of the people, the suffering of Jah people. So that's why it says, let them, note the language. It didn't say let him, it said let them type of people, modern day Judases, modern day Iscariots. We like to zoom in on the word Iscariot, because as we pointed to from John chapter 14, we noticed that was very interesting there. If you check it out for yourselves right here, here, here. Got about 20 minutes before we go into the grace period. Like to share the Midrash, right? But just to build right here a little bit more on today's psalm, why it's important and how it is already, it's important, its importance already has been noted by those before I and I. Let's just get the correct quote right here. Going to the resource, to the source. You know, people say, what's your sources? I only have one source. He who be, who he be. B'Shem Yeshua. Here we have John's gospel as a resource or point of reference. Chapter 14, verse 22. That verse there, Judas saith to him, not Iscariot. Boom. So that means even the gospel writers understood, you know, the confusion, because Yehuda, right, is basically Judah. In different translations, you know, different translations. In fact, his so-called last name or surname, the surname is Iscariot. What is Iscariot? Seeing that the scripture focus, and also we noted it in a lot of the Ethiopian manuscripts and writings about Christ and Christos and the disciples and also the adversaries and ones like Judas Iscariot, they often refer to him as Iscariot. And then we note right here also within John's gospel, chapter 14, verse 22, scripture, when quoting that Judas said something, It said, not Iscariot, to show that Yehuda, Judah, is a good name. It's just interesting how they do this to us, because that Judas there in King James Version, John's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 22, is the same one that they call Jude. So see how they play with these, a lot of things get lost in translation. But here, Iscariot. Why was the emphasis amongst the Hebrews and the faithful children of the Ethiopians, why was the emphasis in the true church, the emphasis was on Iscariot? Iscariot from the Hebrew is Ish. In the Hebrew, one of the words for man, the higher man, actually. Adam is basic man. Basic man is Adam. The Ish is like a higher man, right? But Ish, remember, even Adam said it when he saw Isha, when he saw the woman. He says, you shall be called Isha because you came from Ish. So Ish, Keriot. We have Ish, Keriot in the Hebrew. Ish and Keriot means a man, a Ish of Keriot. And the Keriot, in one interpretation from the Hebrew, Keriot means the cities, man of the cities. And there's an interesting reason in here, the man from the country and the man of the city. You know, it's like city slicker, so forth and so on, and the countryman and the so-called city man. Now, this is just looking at the basics here, scripturally speaking. Ish Keriot Iscariot, because in the Greek, they don't have a sh, they don't have a syllabated sound, so they had to soften it to Iscariot. In the Hebrew, Ish Keriot, man, Ish Keriot of the city, of the cities, plural, Keriot. Man of hostile intentions here, point of reference here, the resource here, we're going to the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary under Iscariot. Man, Ish of Keriot, of hostile encounters, man of hostile encounters. Iscariot, Ish Keriot, man of conveniences. Man of what? Man of conveniences. Now, this brings out why this particular Judas or Judah, right, or Jew, we can say, is pointed out in the scripts and did what he did. Let's look at the name. The surname of Yehuda in the Greek sense, Judas, right? Judas, surname of Judas, the disciple of Yeshua who betrayed him. Matthew chapter 10, verse 4, Matthew chapter 26, verse 14. We talk about them streets. These streets were something else, because look at Peter, look at Kepha. Kepha didn't betray him, but he denied him. I mean, that's just like you're not close to, you're not on the third rail, but you was very close. So here we have the disciple who betrayed Yeshua, right? Judas Iscariot. Keriot, the metaphysical of Keriot. Keriot or Keriot was a city of Moab. What was Keriot? Keriot, or Hebraically Keriot, Keriot was a city of Moab, against which Jeremiah prophesied. So Keriot was a city of Moab, against that Jeremiah prophesied in Jeremiah chapter 48, verses 24 to 41. So take note, Jeremiah the 48, verses 24 to 41, we have Keriot, the second part of Judas's surname, right? That was the city of Moab. Now, Moab, metaphysically speaking, Moab stands for the carnal mind, according to the Hebraic metaphysics, crossing over. The basic meaning, it's Keriot, what it means, a man of Keriot, man of the cities, man of hostile encounters, a man of conveniences. Keriot, a city against which the prophet Jeremiah prophesied against. Moab, referring to the carnal mind. I do not want no carnal mind. Judas Iscariot was a disciple of Yeshua HaMashiach, who refers to the life faculty in man. Now, according to the scriptural, we can say the metaphysics of it was 12 disciples, 12 faculties in man. There's 12 faculties in man. So Judas Iscariot, point of reference in man, in the corporate man, to the life faculty, to the life faculty. Some say to the regenerative areas, where Adam and Eve, they cover themselves with the fig leaves, remember? So that's the area in the man that Judas as a disciple would refer to. Judas Iscariot, right, referring to the life faculty in man. Iscariot, man of Keriot, man of hostile encounters, as a surname of Judas, it signifies that the life faculty at this phase of overcoming is not fully redeemed, is not fully redeemed from carnal thought and desire. So the life faculty, the regenerative functions, not fully redeemed from carnal thought and desire. And they have a point of reference here. It says, see Judas Iscariot. Let's just see Judas Iscariot as the protagonist. We know his Messiah is I. So who's the antagonist here? And what is the type? Learning the type based on the patterns. So here we have Judas Iscariot. Let's touch on Judas Iscariot briefly here. We got 12 minutes before going into the grace period on this podcast right here, here, here. Let's see if we can get into this right here, just a little bit on this. Okay, so Judas, just a portion of this, we pick up on it because it's a very important study. Judas, in Hebrew, is Yehuda. It says, see Iscariot. We just did for the definition of the surname of Judas Iscariot. He was a disciple of Yeshua HaMashiach who betrayed the master, Rabbeinu, our master, our rabbi, and afterward went and hanged himself and killed himself. Matthew chapter 10, verse 4, John chapter 18, verse 2 to 5, Matthew chapter 27, verse 5, Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verse 18. There were others, this needs to be noted, concerning the name Judas, the Greek version of Yehuda. There were others by the name of Judas also. Take note. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 5, verse 37, Acts chapter 9, verse 11, 9-11, Acts chapter 15, verse 22, and we also showed you the main verse, John chapter 14, verse 22, where the scripture says, Judas asked him, said to him, not Iscariot, all right? So that means it was others named Judas. So when we fire burn Judas, you know, we say, who are you talking about, Iscariot? Not Jude. Hey, Jude. Judas Iscariot. He was a custodian of life. This Judas represents the unredeemed life forces. He also typifies that in humanity, which, though it has caught the higher vision of life, still resorts to underhanded methods in order to meet its obligation. Again, Judas, as in Judas Iscariot, Iscariot typifies that in humanity that though it has caught the higher vision of life and liberty, still resorts to underhanded methods in order to meet its obligations. Judas Iscariot carried the money bag, and he betrayed Yeshua, yes, Isis, for 30 pieces of kesef, of bur, of silver. The first step in redeeming redeeming the Judas faculty, everyone has a Judas faculty, like everyone has a Peter faculty, a Matthew faculty, the 12 faculties. And hey, Ross, the 12 tribes of Israel is more than zodiacal signs, right? But understanding the significance of the 12 disciples, we have Judas Iscariot, and the first step in our redeeming the Judas faculty is to assume a fearless attitude of mind. See, it says, I think in the scripts that Satan, Hasatan, Diablos, has certain ones caught up because of fear. They use fear, false evidence appearing real to keep them in a frozen psychological state. So the first step in our redeeming the Judas faculty, because the 12 disciples, they reflect on our 12 faculties, each of I and I and I own temple, is to assume a fearless attitude of mind, affirming our unity, our oneness with the spirit of purity. When we do this, Adonai Adonai answers, the sovereign answers, thou hast said, thou hast said, and the redeeming, uplifting, transmuting forces are set into operation. When the Judas faculty, that faculty in all that signifies what Judas signifies, reaches the spiritual standard of life, it is then known as Yehuda. It is known as Judah, whose office is praise, Isis, and thanksgiving. Young for Isis, thanksgiving. Praise, Isis, and thanksgiving, Miskana, Miskana, and Amharic, Todah, Tawada, call into activity greater expressions of spiritual substance. Again, praise and thanksgiving, they call into activity, word, sound, greater expressions of spiritual substance and open larger avenues through that we, I and I, may receive spiritual, irritical life and liberty. So Isis, thanks and thanksgiving, thanks and praises, thanksgiving, call into activity greater expressions of spiritual substance, and they open, as it were, like the portals, open larger avenues through that I and I may Kabbalah receive irritical life and liberty. Praise, Isis, radiates and gives glory to the latent, the innate powers of man. Judas also symbolizes desire, appropriation, acquisitiveness. Acquisitiveness is a legitimate faculty of mind. So we're talking about the 12 faculties of mind. Acquisitiveness is a legitimate faculty of the mind, but covetousness is its Judas. Covetousness. And what's covetousness? To define it, having a strong desire, having desire and strong desire to have for yourself something which you know you have no right to have. Boom. You see a next man wife, you say, why he got that woman? Next man team, car, whatever, what have you. That is covetousness. Wanty, wanty. Boom. So covetousness is its Judas. When acquisitiveness, like acquisition, acquisitiveness acts within the law, HaTorah, it builds up the consciousness. Exercise in its native realm, the free essences of being, it draws to us the supplies of the universe, the olam. And through it, we, I and I, enter into permanent possession, that which can never in this life, olam hazeh, olam haba, or the life to come, can never be taken from us. It's yours. It's ours, I and I. But when it oversteps HaTorah, overstepping John's direction, instruction, it is a destroyer, a downstroyer. Judas was the treasurer of the disciples of Jesus, of Yeshua, but he became covetous, wanty, wanty, had a diablos. He had a devil, a shed. John chapter 6, verse 70 and 71, and his chatiyat, his uckery, his sin, his forfeiture, his lack, brought tragedy. Here we've got 5 minutes. 5 minutes going to ride up, ride up, ride up, ride up. Calling, calling, calling. This message. Calling, calling, calling. Here. Got about less than 5 minutes right here. I'd like just to read one more portion, and then we pick up on this as we move forward. But just for ones and ones in the live stream to call in, calling, calling, 515-602-9761, 515-602-9761. You got 5 minutes, calling now, or catch it on the replay. But here. And so we find among our disciples or our faculties, those 12 faculties of mind, this one whose tendency is such that through it, we, I and I, are brought into condemnation and suffering. So Judas, as one of the 12 disciples of Yeshua, right, represents right here one of our faculties of mind, one of the 12. So we find among our disciples or faculties that this one here, the Judas Iscariot faculty, whose tendency is such that through it we are brought into condemnation and suffering. It is known from the first is Judas Iscariot, self-appropriation, while in its highest office, then the low level is Judas. Right, in the high level is Yehuda, while in its highest office it is Yehuda, spiritual eirytical appropriation through prayer and praise, through prayer and Isis. Yet introverted in human consciousness, it becomes Judas Iscariot, acquisitiveness. Acquisitive acquisitionist, like you want to acquireness, overstepping HaTorah and thus becoming covetousness or wanti, gravelicious, all of them things that the Rastaman at that time overstood and knew. What happened to them tunes? It is through the exercising of this faculty that suffering and crucifixion are brought about. It is the faculty that draws to us the substance of things, the substance of thang, the substance of tings, if you please. While in its essence, it is good. It is good in its essence. It is good. Yet if one appropriates it in personal sense, it's like what Matthew chapter 26, verse 24 says. Good were it for that man if he had not been born. Good were it for that man if he had not been born. So here, first part of this reasonment, gotta overcome, gotta make your Judas Judah. Yes, Rastafari. Great Spirit coming forward.
Save me, O God, for the waters are coming unto my soul. I sink in deep mire where there is no standing. I am come into deep waters where the floods overflow me. I am weary of my crying. My throat is dried. Mine eyes fail while I wait for my God. They that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of mine head. They that would destroy me, being mine enemies wrongfully, are mighty. Then I restored that which I took not away. O God, thou knowest my foolishness, and my sins are not hid from thee. Let not them that wait on thee, O Lord God of hosts, be ashamed for my sake. Let not those that seek thee be confounded for my sake, O God of Israel. Because for thy sake I have borne reproach. Shame hath covered my face. I have become a stranger unto my brethren, and an alien unto my mother's children. For the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up, and the reproaches of them that reproached thee are fallen upon me. When I wept and chastened my soul with fasting, that was to my reproach. I made sackcloth also my garment, and I became a proverb to them. They that sit in the gates speak against me, and I was the song of the drunkards. But as for me, my prayer is unto thee, O Lord, in an acceptable time. O God, in the multitude of thy mercy, hear me in the truth of thy salvation. Deliver me out of the mire, and let me not sink. Let me be delivered from them that hate me, and out of the deep waters. Let not the water flood overflow me, neither let the deep swallow me up, and let not the pit shut her mouth upon me. Hear me, O Lord, for thy loving kindness is good. Turn unto me according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, and hide not thy face from my servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. Draw nigh unto my soul and redeem it. Deliver me because of mine enemies. Thou hast known my reproach and my shame and my dishonor. Mine adversaries are all before thee. Reproach hath broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness. And I looked for some to take pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. They gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst They gave me vinegar to drink. Let their table become a snare before them, and that which should have been for their welfare, let it become a trap. Let their eyes be darkened that they see not, and make their loins continually to shake. Pour out thine indignation upon them, and let thy wrathful anger take hold of them. Let their habitation be desolate, and let none dwell in their tents. For they persecute him whom thou hast smitten, and they talk to the grief of those whom thou hast wounded. Add iniquity unto their iniquity, and let them not come into thy righteousness. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living, and not be written with the righteous. But I am poor and sorrowful. Let thy salvation, O God, set me up on high. I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bullock that hath horns and hoofs. The humble shall see this and be glad, and your heart shall live that seek God. For the Lord heareth the poor, and despiseth not his prisoners. Let the heaven and earth praise him, the seas, and everything that moveth therein. God will save Zion, and will build the cities of Judah, that they may dwell there and have it in possession. The seed also of his servants shall inherit it, and they that love his name shall dwell therein.
And hear the Midrash. Take out the Midrash right here. There's more quotes in the New Testament here. That's it.
And hear Midrash. Midrash, study here. On today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samech 8. Mizmor Samech 8. Psalm 69. Hear me. To study on today's daily psalm, according to the word order.
Hear. Midrash. A study here on today's daily psalm. Mizmor Samech 8. Mizmor Samech 8. Psalm 69. Hear. Midrash. A study on today's daily psalm. According to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews. And he asked the order of Malachiah, Tzedek, Melchizedek, the righteous king, even the king of kings. Dormawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie, Is Negev, Ethiopia, Moa Anbesa, Zem Negev, Yehuda. So hear, a Midrash, Psalm 69, for the leader, up on Shoshani, a psalm of David. Save me, O God, for the waters are come in to the soul. Hear. Hebraically, the first two verses, the Aleph and the Beit verses of Mizmor Samech 8. Lanatzeach al Shoshani Lidawid. Hoshaini Elohim Akia Ba'u Mayim Ada Nafesh. For the leader, Lanatzeach. For the leader, the chief musician, the overcomer, Lanatzeach, upon Shoshani, all Shoshani of David, Lidawid. Word psalm, not there in the Hebrew, thus italicized in the KJV and better versions, says Lidawid of David, Lanatzeach, all Shoshani, Lidawid. Hoshaini Elohim Kivau Mayim Ad Nafesh. Save I. Hoshaini Elohim Yasha'a Hosha'a Yehoshua Sha'a Hosha'a to save. Give I the victory. Hoshaini Elohim. O Elohim. Ki Ba'u Mayim. Ki for Ba'u. They come Mayim. The waters. Ad Nafesh. The waters come to reaching. Come even to the soul. Reaching to the soul. Ki Ba'u Mayim. Ad Nafesh. These words are to be considered in the light of what scripture says elsewhere. Zehu she'amar ha-katub. Even in Song of Songs, Shir HaShirim of Shlomo, of Solomon, Song of Songs, Song 7 and 7, where it reads, how fear and how precious art thou, O love, for delight. How fear and how pleasant art thou. How fear, how beautiful, and how pleasant art thou, O love, for delight. Ma yafi uma na'amit ahiva bata'in gi. Hear. In Song of Songs, chapter 7, verse 6 in the KJV, how fear, how beautiful, and how pleasant art thou. Ma yafi uma na amit. Speaking to she. Ahiva, love. Bata'in nugi. For delight, for delightful daughter. Hear, Hebraically speaking, bata'in nugi, delightful daughter, again, brought out right here. So this verse, that is to say, how fear and how pleasant were the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, when they stood at the sea and beheld HaKadosh Baruch Hu,
and beheld the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. As Scripture says, even in Shemot, in Exodus chapter 14, verse 31, and Yisrael and Israel saw the great walk that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, that He who be, we be, did upon the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians. And the people fear, they reverence Yahuwah, Jehovah, and believe in Yahuwah, and He who be, we be, in Jehovah, and in His servant Moshe, and in His servant Moses. Indeed, whenever the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, the children of Israel, behold HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, how pleasant and fear are they, ma yafitu, ma na'amit, na'amit. How beautiful and pleasant they are. They beheld Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, as He gave them the Torah, Ha-Torah, at Sinai, at Sinai, at Sinai, and all of them became upright persons, as is said even in the Mishle Shlomo, in the Mashal, the Proverbs, the Solomon Proverbs, chapter 2, verse 7, where it reads, He layeth up sound wisdom for the upright. He layeth up sound wisdom for the upright. Yitzpon alai sharim atushia. He layeth up sound wisdom for the upright, for the righteous. Yitzpon alai sharim atushia. Here, here, here. KJV. Proverbs chapter 2 verse 7. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. Hebraically. Yitzpon alai sharim atushia. Tushia, sound wisdom, Tushia, for the Yisharim, for the upright. Scripture also says, even in Psalm 125, you break the first, the fourth verse, the Dalet verse, that reads, Do good, O Lord, to those that be good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. Here, Psalm 125, the fourth verse. Heitiva Yahuwah la tori, do good. Heitiva, 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 heitiva Yahuwah la tori, to the tori, to the good. We li shari be libotam. We li shari be libotam. And to them that are upright, be libotam and libotam in their hearts. They beheld Adonai Adonai come into the tent of meeting, into the Ohel Moed, the tent of appointment, and they became righteous. As is said, even in Psalm 33, Hebrew, the first verse, rejoice, rejoice in the Lord, O ye, O y'all righteous. Hear, 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 Psalm 33, Hebrew, the first verse, Ranu tzadikim b'Yahuwah, Ranu, ranu, adikim, b'Yahuwah, ranu, ranu, rejoice, ranu, singing in shrilling tones, ranu, ranu, adikim, adikim, ye righteous, b'Yahuwah, and He who be, who He be. They beheld Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, upon the waters of the sea. And they became Shoshanim, they became Shoshani, lilies, as is said, even here in today's psalm, for the leader upon Shoshani, Lamnateya, all Shoshani, all upon on all Shoshani, Lamnateya, all Shoshani, and when Lily Shoshani, when as the Mizmor, as the psalm, as the chant, as the Isis says, they prayed, save me, save I, O Elohim, for the waters are come in to the soul. Hosha'ini Elohim, ki ba'u mayim ad nafesh, save I, O Elohim, Hosha'ini Elohim, for the waters are come, kivau mai, kivau mai, the waters are come, adanafesh, are come, and even reaching to the nafesh, reaching to the soul. I sink in deep mire, where there's no standing. I am coming to deep waters, where the floods overwhelm me, where the floods overwhelm I. Alayati, be wain amidst ula waina ma omad baiti ve ma e ma ke mayi we Shibolet me afatni. I am sunk in deep mire, where there is no standing. Avaitiya biyawain bivain, avaitiya bivain, avaitiya biwain. Mitzulah, we ain't maomad, where there's no standing. Bati, I am come. Be ma'imak'e ma'i, into deep waters. And the flood overwhelmed I with shibolet. Afatini, overwhelmed I. Shit afatini, I. Deep mire. What is the deep mire? Yuen Mitzula. Deep Maya. This alludes to exile in Babylon, for Babylon is the miry deep. And Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah, thus saith Adonai, that saith to the deep, be dry, the words where there is no standing. We ain't Maomad, where there is no Maomad, standing, where there's no standing. This alludes to the exile in Media and Persia. Deep waters. The Ma'imake Mayim. Deep waters to the exile in Greece, among the Gracchoi in Greece. And floods. Shibolet. And floods. Floods to the exile in wicked and ratchet Edom, in ratchet Edom. The verse, the Dalet verse that reads, I am weary with my crying, my throat is dry. In the Dalet verse, in the fourth verse, I am weary with my crying, my throat is dry. Yagaiti yavi ari mi har geroni Nihar, 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 groaning, my throat is dry. I am weary. I'm worn out. Yagaiti, 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 Yabiakari, Vikari, with my crying, my calling out. Yagaiti, Yabiakari, my ara, my calling out. Vikari, Nihara, Gironi, Nihar Gironi, my throat is dry. Together with the remaining verses of the Mizmor, the psalm, even today's psalm, Mizmor Samech 8, Psalm 69, alludes to the downpression, of the present exile. There is nothing, else I can do except pray. For it is said, even in the 14th verse of Mizmor Samech 8, the 14th verse, where it reads, "But as for me, but as for I, let my prayer be to thee, O Lord, in an acceptable time, in an acceptable Iwani, tefilati alecha, Yahuwah, eight, raton. But as for I, wani, 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 for ani, for I, wani, tefilati lecha, tefilati lecha, my prayer, tefilati lecha, 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 to the I male, Yahuwah, O he who be, we be, eight, radon, acceptable, an acceptable time, an acceptable I. Rav Jose Ben Chalafta taught that there are set times. Rav Jose Ben Chalafta taught that there are set times for prayer. What is an acceptable set time? The hour when the congregation, the aggregation, the gathering together, aggregation prays. The hour when the aggregation, the congregation prays is an acceptable set time. Thus, like this scripture says, even in Yeshayahu, Messiah, Isaiah chapter 49, verse 8, in an acceptable time have I heard thee. In an acceptable time, acceptable time have I heard thee. I deliver me, deliver I out of the mire, and let me make I not sing. Deliver I out of the mire, hatzaleini, me a deep, me deep, out of the mire, from the deep, me deep. Hatzaleini, snatch I, deliver I. Hatzaleini, hatzaleini, not out, snatch I, me deep, from the deep. Meet Eta with Allah et Aba'a, with Allah et Aba'a, with Allah et Aba'a, and make I not sink, make I not sink with the Allah et Aba'a, the Allah et Aba'a, make I not to sink. That is, deliver I. Hatzaleini, hatzaleini, deliver ani, hatzaleini, snatch I out of the punishment of Sheol, the punishment of Gen Chinon, Gehinna, punishment of hell, of the Hebrew hell, Gehinnom. Of that it is said, even in Psalm 40, verse 3, where it reads, he brought me, he brought I up, also out of the tumultuous pit, out of the miry clay, here, 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 as it is said in the mean psalm, Psalm 40, Hebraically the gimel, the gamel verse. Waya eleini, waya eleini ya mi bora shawona mi tita hayarein, Hayyarein. He brought I up because I to Aliyah. Vaya Eleni, Vaya Eleni, Vaya Eleni, Vaya Eleni, Vaya Eleni, cause I to go up to Aliyah up. Vaya Eleni, Yamibora, Shaon, out of the tumultuous board. The bore, me bore, me bore, the vortex of tumult, the tumultuous pit, me bore, shawon, me tita, hayayare, me tita, hayawen, hayawen, out of the miry clay, me tita, hayawen.
Psalm 69. Save me, O God, for the waters are coming unto my soul. I sink in deep mire where there is no standing. I am come into deep waters where the floods overflow me. I am weary of my crying. My throat is dried. Mine eyes fail while I wait for my God. They that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of mine head. They that would destroy me, being mine enemies wrongfully, are mighty. Then I restored that which I took not away. O God, thou knowest my foolishness, and my sins are not hid from thee. Let not them that wait on thee, O Lord God of hosts, be ashamed for my sake. Let not those that seek thee be confounded for my sake, O God of Israel. Because for thy sake I have borne reproach. Shame has covered my face. I am become a stranger unto my brethren, and an alien unto my mother's children. For the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up, and the reproaches of them that reproached thee are fallen upon me. When I wept and chastened my soul with fasting, that was to my reproach. I made sackcloth also my garment, and I became a proverb to them. They that sit in the gates speak against me, and I was the song of the drunkard. But as for me, my prayer is unto thee, O Lord, in an acceptable time. O God, in the multitude of thy mercy, hear me, in the truth of thy salvation. Deliver me out of the mire, and let me not sink. Let me be delivered from them that hate me, and out of the deep waters. Let not the water flood overflow me, neither let the deep swallow me up, and let not the pit shut her mouth upon me. Mouth upon me. Hear me, O Lord, for thy loving kindness is good. Turn me up, and let not the pit shut her mouth upon me. Me up, and let not the pit shut her mouth upon me. Me up, and let not the pit shut her mouth upon me. Deep swallow me up, and let not the pit shut her mouth upon me. Hear me, O Lord, for thy loving kindness is good. Turn unto me according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. Hide not thy face from my servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. Draw an eye unto my soul and redeem it. Deliver me because of mine enemies. Thou hast known my reproach and my shame and my dishonor. Mine adversaries are all before thee. Reproach hath broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness. And I looked for some to take pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. They gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Let their table become a snare before them, and that which should have been for their welfare, let it become a trap. Let their eyes be darkened that they see not, and make their loins continually to shake. Pour out thine indignation upon them, and let thy wrathful anger take hold of them. Let their habitation be desolate, and let none dwell in their tents. For they persecute him whom thou hast smitten, and they talk to the grief
of those whom thou hast wounded. Add iniquity unto their iniquity, and let them not come into thy righteousness. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living, and not be written with the righteous. But I am poor and sorrowful. Let thy salvation, O God, set me up on high. I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bullock that hath horns and hoofs. The humble shall see this and be glad, and your heart shall live that seek God. For the Lord heareth the poor, and despiseth not his prisoners. Let the heaven and earth praise him, the seas, and everything that moveth therein. For God will save Zion, and will build the cities of Judah, that they may dwell there and have it in possession. The seed also of his servants shall inherit it, and they that love his name shall dwell therein. Dwell therein, dwell therein, dwell therein, dwell therein.
Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom. Today's daily psalm is not just a psalm for chanting, but it's also a psalm for study. We have a messianic psalm, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samech 8, Samech 8, Psalm LXIX, Psalm 69, Prayer of the Persecuted. You say the prosecuted and the falsely prosecuted and persecuted, a cry of distress and also imprecation on adversaries, on haters and adversaries and Satans, right? A cry of distress, today's daily psalm. We have New Testament quotations from and references to this mizmor, this chant, this intonation. It indicates in what way it adumbrates, it foreshadows HaMoshiach. Today's daily psalm, Lam Natzeyach Al Shoshanim Le David, for the chief musician, to the chief musician, to the Menatzeyach, Lam Natzeyach, La Menatzeyach Al Shoshanim. On the Shoshanim, to the director for the changings, Lit David, of David, implied here a psalm, a chant, an intonation of David. So this psalm is a messianic psalm. It is a mizmor, a chant, intonation of his humiliation and rejection. We have the key verses, verses 4, verses 7, verses 8 and verses 10 to 12. So verse 4, verse 7, verse 8, verse 10 to 12 speak of HaMoshiach, Messiahs, and also the Messiahites, Ionites, humiliation and rejection. The humiliation and rejection. So a groundation right here on today's daily psalm. This is not just a psalm for chant and intonation, but also keyly, it's a psalm for study. It's a messianic psalm. So we'd like to touch on a few highlights in today's daily psalm for study. It was written, right? And here it is written. So we have verses 14 to 20. Verses 14 to 20 well describes the exercises to stay fit right? Exercises, iritically fit, the exercises of his holy, his Isla soul, Nafesh HaMoshiach, in Gethsemane, Gethsemane, Gethsemane. We have Matthew's gospel, the gospel according to Matteo, Matthew chapter 26, verses 36 to 45, while verse 21 is a direct reference to the cross, even the finding, the meskel, the finding of the true cross. Here, Romans, the epistle to the Romans, chapter 11, verses 9 and 10 bring this out. With the present judicial blindness. So speaking about this blindness in part has happened to Yisrael. The present judicial blindness of Yisrael, even the once lost now found, to the Lion of Judah. Weep not, behold, conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. Weep not, behold, Garmawi, Garmawi, Haile Selassie has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. So this psalm in connection with HaMoshiach, bringing forward here, verse 25, having special reference to Judas Iscariot. Let's emphasize that because the scripture says, and Judas, not Iscariot. Do you know the verse? Do you know the scripture in the gospel, the good news, where it says Judas, not Iscariot? Here we are speaking of Asakrotawi, Keriot, Ishkeriot, the man of the cities, Ishkeriot, or Yehuda Iscariot, which is a symbol and a type of all such, we could say, Negroes, right, that reject their own, especially the righteous, right, that reject the righteous, as Judas in his, well, Judas is a special case, and Judas is mentioned here, but we're speaking about Judas, you know, say the Jews, right, the Jews killed Jesus, but that's not true. They betrayed him just as blacks, lost sheep, will have done to their own, the Iscariot types. So let's emphasize on the Iscariot more so than the Judas. See, the Western Gentile world, of course, they would emphasize more on Judas, right, to say Yehuda and Judah, to say the once lost, now found. And also with their anti-so-called Semiticisms and the anti-Afro-Semiticisms, Shemiticisms of we, the black Jews, to we and against we, based on these misinterpretations here. But this is speaking about Iscariot. The Ethiopians call him Iscariot, focusing on that qualification, as we have in the Gospels where it says Judas, Yehuda, Judah, the same one that is the reputed author of the Epistle of Jude. So they say, hey, Jude. So we have these different Western, Gentile, white world, so-called interpretations or translations. But getting to the root of it, we have verse 25 referring to Judas Iscariot, to Iscariot, also Acts of the Apostles 1 and 20, who is thus made a type or typical of his generation, of his generation. Now, it's interesting to look at this even in the context of the Torah portion reading and feedings, and even with those in that generation that came out and were brought out, redeemed out of Kemet, of Mitzrayim, of Egypt, but did not enter in, right? So this is also a type of that particular generation, right? That generation that fell short, right? And the different reasons, the examples we have in Numbers and even here in Devarim, Deuteronomy. But here, they share his guilt. Now, the next in the order of the Messianic Psalms is Psalm 70, 72. But hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, give ear right here. Today's daily psalm has about six main, we could say, sections, all right, when we look at the content and the theme and what is contained. The first opening section, now if you're looking at KJV, the KJV verse would be 1, verses 1 to verse 6. In the Sefer Tehillim, this will be the second verse to verse 7, because superscription also counts as a verse, Hebraically, Judaically, according to we Yehudis. But in the Western Gentile version, they usually have that as a superscription, but that's also counted as a verse. So the first section is the appeal for help. We have the first section, verses 1 to 6, KJV-wise, the appeal for help. In verses 7 to 12, we have him suffering and the suffering in Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God's cause, suffering for thy sake, that key word, for thy sake. So we have verses 7 to 12, the second section of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samech 8, Psalm 69. Then we have verses 13 to 18. Verses 13 to 18, the prayer for deliverance, for deliverance, for deliverance, the prayer for deliverance, verses 13 to verse 18. Then we come to verses 19 within the KJV, 19 and 21. His sufferings, and I sufferings retold. Speaking of my reproach, the sufferings retold, verses 19. We have verses 19 to verse 21. Then we have verses 22 to 28. He imprecates, or in essence, curses, or the consequences to his haters, the consequences to his and I adversaries and enemies. Then we have verses 29 to verse 36, deliverance, it awaits him and Yisrael. And that right there is the more of the concluding, right, the concluding section, right? So we have about six sections. Now, with the New Testament quotations in today's Daily Psalm, because today's Daily Psalm is really a very good and important study, right? There's also a seventh section of verse, because we have six verses that we can compare and contrast, both from the Torah, when we say the Torah of the Yehudi, because the Psalms are referred to where Yeshua said, HaMoshiach said, and it's written in your law, referring to the Psalms, because the Psalms are also in five volumes, five books. But here, the first is verse 4. Let's look at verse 4 for a moment. Looking at the New Testament quotations, also have this document here, the New Testament quotations, collated with the Hebrew Old Testament scriptures, referring to this as a study point of reference, a Mishnah, as we are here in the Torah of the Mishnah, of the studies, right here, the repetition of the law. So we have verse 4 where it says, they that hate me, that hate I, without a cause are more than the hairs of mine head. They that would destroy me, mine enemies wrongfully are mighty. Then I restored that which I took not away. This particular verse, there's a marginal note in the Scofield Study Bible next to verse 4. So we have Psalm 69 at verse 4, and there's a, here we have a superscription D next to that, the they, in they that hate me. And it points right here to the margin where we have Psalm 35 and 19, as well as John's Gospel, John chapter 15, verse 25. Now, this is very, very interesting. Let's look at the autobiography of His Majesty, Book 1, for a moment right here, to rightly divide, right, the word of truth in I studies. And there is the
make them the preface, and in the preface, there's a quote to, okay, it's John's Gospel, Kedusa, Johannes' Gospel, Wengel, chapter 15, verse 5, where His Majesty quotes, you could say quotes the Son, speaking the Word. He says the Word right here, this is, says, for without me you can do nothing. That quote from that same area of Scripture. So John's Gospel, chapter 15. Chapter 15, both in the Mekdem of Garmawi Nugus Neges, the King Messiah, Garmawi Hana Selassie, and also here in the mouth of the Bain Elohim Chaim, the Son of the Living Power, HaMoshiach Yeshua. So we have, this is the first New Testament, we could say, quotation and link. Let's go to John's Gospel, chapter 15. Verse 25. Let's look at this quickly right here. Give ear right here, 15:25. As we said, today's daily psalm says to give praise with understanding, but my skill with skill, with understanding, to study, to shew, I and I shall to prove. So the study is in order right here, studying the song, the psalm, the music sheet, and the point of reference. 15:25, John's Gospel, it says, but this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law, in their Torah, their law, they hated me without a cause. So we have John's Gospel, chapter 15, verse 25, bringing out and giving due emphasis right here to this first of the Brit Chadasha quotation, they that hate I without cause. The fuller verses are more than the hairs of mine head. Then there's a semicolon bringing out the sense of, okay, this is to say, they that would destroy me, destroy I being, mine enemies wrongfully are mighty. Then I restored that which I took not away. So this is the first of the six or seven quotes we have directly from this psalm to the Brit Chadasha, the renewed covenant. And the first verse right here, the first word would be verse 4. Verse 4. Let's look at verse 4 for a moment, getting this foundation at verse 4. In the Sefer Tehillim, it will correspond to verse 5. But KJV-wise, Psalm 69, verse 4. It says, Rabu, Rabu, mi sa'erot roshi, sonai chinam. They that hate me without a cause, sonai, the haters, sonai, chinam is a very interesting, very, very interesting, the term chinam. Chinam means without cause in that sense. Chinam brings out the sense of like for gratis, for nothing, without cause. So when HaMoshiach, you know, when he says, you know, without cause, he is referring to the principle of HaTorah, even in their law, speaking of the five books of Psalms, the Sefer Tehillim, and here in this psalm, those who hate me without a cause, Rabu, Misa'rota Roshi, Sonai Chinam, Atzmu, we have Atzmu, powerful, mighty, Atzmu, Matzamitai, those who would destroy me, Matzamitai, Oivai Sheker, so Oivai, mine enemies, Oivai, my enemies, Sheker is wrongfully, Sheker is like a lie, Sheker, deceitfully, wrongfully, what I did not steal. Now, so here he says, literally in the Hebrew at verse 4,
Ashalol Gazalti Azashib. What? Asher, that which what? I did not steal. Lo, gazalti, lo, no, gazalti, gazalti, I steal, I stole. Lo, gazalti, I did not steal. That which Asher, lo, gazalti, as, then, ashib, then, I have to restore, I have to restore, ashib, as, ashib, I then have to restore, or even ask as a question. We also have this sense of the question here coming out more in the Hebrew. Should I restore that which I took not away, or should I give back that which I didn't steal? Asher lo gazalti az ashiv. Asher lo gazalti az ashiv. Az ashiv. Should I restore it? Should I restore that which I did not seize by force? Then I had to pay for. Then I had to restore. I had to return. I had to kind of give again, right? Freely, freely were strengthened mine enemies for nothing without cause. Mine enemies were strengthened, the ones driving me out unjustly based on the lie. What I did not seize by force, then I paid for. So remember, this is a messianic psalm right here. This is why we have this quote right here. It's very interesting because the quote, this verse, Psalm 69, verse 4, we have it also as well in Psalm 35, Psalm 35, 19. Let's just look at Psalm and give an ear to 35, 19. In Psalm 35, 19, what does it say? It says, let not them that are mine enemies wrongfully, chinam, without cause, sense of without cause, rejoice over me. They have no just, no righteous cause in his sight, right? In his sight. In their sight, yeah, but they're blind. Judicial blindness, remember, has happened to Yisrael. Let not them that are mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over I, neither. Let them wink with the eye that hate I without cause. That sense of without cause, bringing out the idea of without cause. So make a note of the without cause aspect right there. So here is the first New Testament reference here. And what's interesting is that even in this quotation book, they point to Psalm 35:19, but it's in the Scofield Study Bible in the margin next to verse 4, pointing to the marginal notes that says right here Psalm 35:19 and John's Gospel chapter 15 verse 25. So remember, it is a psalm, a mezmor, a chant, a witness, an intonation of his humiliation, his and I and I humiliation, because when we suffer, right, with HaMoshiach, it's so that we reign with him, right, as well. So, you know, like you have a one-on-one is with you in bad times, they have a right to be with you in good times. It is a psalm of his humiliation, I and I humiliation and rejection. Verses 4. Verse 7, 8, verse 10 to 12 bring out this particular idea. And this brings us right here to the next quote, the next verse, verse 9, speaking of the zeal and zealousy, or we can even say jealousy, the zeal. So here we're at verse 9. Let's take a listen here at verse 9. It'll be verse 10 in the Hebrew, in the Sefer Tehillim. Ki na'at beitika akalatni with chirpot chorfeka naflu alai. For zeal. For zeal, for zealousness. One could say even jealousness, since it's the same word. For zeal, for your house, betika, has consumed me. Ikalatini, it has eaten. Ikalatini, Ekalatini. It has eaten I. It has consumed I. With cherpot and the reproaches, the cherpot, with cherpot, and the reproaches, chorfeka, of those who reproach ka, the I male, speaking of he who be who he be, naflu, alai, naflu, they fall, alai, upon I. For the zeal of your house has devoured I, and the scornings of the one scorning and berating the I fell upon I. Now, this is also spoken right here in John's Gospel. Again, a quote to Johannes, John's Gospel, chapter 2, verse 17. And his disciples remembered that it was written, the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. They remembered where it was written here in this messianic psalm. So even the quotes by HaMashiach referring to this messianic psalm, and how even the disciples, the Talmudim at first, they did not get it, but then they got it. They remembered. Now, we also have that's the first part of the verse, but then it says, and the reproaches of them that reproach the I are fallen upon I. Romans, the epistle to the Romans, chapter 15, verse 3. For even Moshiach, Christos Christ, pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach the I fell on I. The reproaches of all of them that reproach Hashem, they fall upon I, because I and I are in that new name, precious name, new name, Rastafari. So here we have this groundation so far, three particular quotes from today's daily psalm that refer both to the gospel, the good news, right, as well as to the epistles, but speaking of the Brit Chadasha, the Brit Chadasha. Now, this brings us here to what verse, which verse? Verse 9. Brings to verse 9 in the KJV, corresponding to verse 10. Now, this is in the section, the second section, verses 7 to verse 12, he and I suffering in Jah's cause. Suffering in Jah's cause. Right, not trimming I and I away to be loved by the world flesh and the satanic seclusion, but going through that suffering for John's cause. Right, then we have moving forward right here the next section, verses 13 to 18, the prayer for deliverance, the prayer for deliverance, bringing us right here to verse 21. Right, to verse 21, we have verse 21 that reads, KJV, they gave me also gall for my meat or my meal, my food, my edible, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. So let's go forward to this section right here, which his sufferings here is retold after there's the prayer. Right, we had the prayer for deliverance, verses 13 to verse 18, bringing us right here to verse 19 to verse 21. His suffering is retold, the retelling, right, of what one and HaMashiach, right, the true one, been through, and also as a type and typology. But here we have. All right, here we have, let's bring this up to this verse right here, correspond to verse 22 in the Hebrew. Why yitnu be baruti rosh we litza mai yashkuni chometz. They also gave me gall or rosh, right? We have rosh here, which is, we'll bring this out as we go through it, for my food, or baruti, a word that means food, but it also, barut, it refers in a sense to like the bara, like what select the feed, even in a sense also to give food, to give meat, but also in a sense it could be feed for also like to feed, even like to feed animals in a sense. We can bring that kind of idea, baruti, but what is selected for feed, they have given to I, but the gall. Let's touch on this word gall, because here in the Hebrew, it reads here, yay, they put poison in my food. Vayitnu baruti rosh. They put a rosh in my food. Now, we know rosh in Hebrew also means head, right? Well, rosh also here refers to gall. Right? So we have rosh, rawash, a poisonous plant, rosh. Probably it's referring to poppy, the poppy, from its conspicuous head. This is why the word also means head, rosh, like ras, rosh, the conspicuous head. You ever see a poppy plant, right, got a big head? But generally, this is considered poison, and in a metaphoric sense, also the poison of serpents. So KJV often brings this out as gall, hemlock. Yeah, people talk about hemlock, poison, or in a parabolic sense, venom, right? Like the serpent's venom. So what do we have here? The language of the verse is figurative. The sense is like they added salt to my wounds. The Hebrew idiom, they added salt to my, more than failing to sympathize with me, with I and I, they aggravated I hard lot, I trials and tribulation. The word food, barut, he said baruti, vayitnu be'er baruti arosh, ve'litzamayi yashakuni chometz. They gave me what? They put poison into my food. Baruti rosh. It's a poison. A special word, barut, is employed, meaning the meal that is supplied to a mourner by sympathetic friends. So this is why the sense of it is like they added salt to my wounds. Because the barut in this sense was selected, the feed, what is to be fed here, is given to a mourner, right, in the context of it by sympathetic friends. It is used here to emphasize the hypocrisy of their conduct. Now, this is a very, very important verse right here, because we have this repeated in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 27, verse 34 and verse 48. They gave him vinegar to drink mingled with gall, and when he tasted thereof, he would not drink, and straightway one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink. Then Mark 15, verses 23 and 36, they gave him to drink wine mingled with myrrh, but he received it not. And one ran and filled a sponge full of vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink. And in Luke's Gospel 23:36, and the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar. And also here in John's Gospel, chapter 19, verses 28 to 30. And Yeshua, why your mother said, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar and put it upon hyssop and put it to his mouth. When Yeshua therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. Kulam, it's finished. It's done. It's finished. So we have these quotes right here. This verse is quoted in all of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and all the pillars of the Gospel, this particular verse right here, which is in the section, his sufferings, retelling of the sufferings, which actually includes this verse. We have this verse, verse 21, right, verse 21, 19, 20:21. Thou hast known my reproach and my shame and my dishonor. Mine adversaries are all before thee. I reproach have broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness, and I looked for some to take pity, but there was none, no one. And for comforters I found none, no one. They gave me also gall, poison, for my food, for like my mourner's food, for my suffering, right? They gave me poison or, you know, gall, hemlock, and in my thirst, they gave me vinegar to drink. Now, this is important because it sets up the next section, verses 22 to 28. He imprecates. It's also a theme of this psalm, imprecations, or tells of the consequences. Some might say curses his enemies. The thought of their despicable behavior and his unjust sufferings, it breaks down his power of restraint. You know, you're holding it back, but you let it go. And in fiery indignation, he begs, Elohim of the true good, the true God, not to let them go unpunished. Divine justice cannot permit such villainies to pass uncondemned. And here's where the next interesting set of quotes and sections is brought forward. Let their table become a snare before them. We have this in Romans chapter 11, verses 9 and 10. And David said, let their table be made a snare and a trap and a stumbling block and a recompense to them. Let their eyes be darkened that they may not see, and bow down their back always. So we come across this verse, but there's a reason, right? There's a reason for the season. Remember, this is a prophetic psalm, also known in so-called Old Testament times as a prophetic psalm of HaMoshiach. Let their table before them become a snare, a trap, a snare, right? Become a snare. This verse right here, become a snare before them, and that which should have been for their welfare, let it become a trap. So we have these verses right here, verses 22 and 23, quoted here in Romans chapter 11, verses 9 and 10. Then as we go forward to verse 25, let their habitation be desolate, and let none, no one dwell in their tents. We have Matthew 23:38, behold, your house is left to you desolate. Luke 13:35, behold, your house is left to you desolate. And Acts chapter 1, verses 16 and verse 20. Men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which Ruach HaKadosh, the Ayla Irit, the Holy Spirit, the Memphis Kedus, by the mouth of David, spake before concerning Yehuda or Judas. For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein. And we also have, lastly but not leastly, verse 28. Remember, this is all in the imprecations to his enemies. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living, the book of life, the book of the living. Here we have Philemon 4 and 3, whose names are in the book of life, Revelation 3 and 5, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, Revelation 13 and 8, whose names, Shemot, are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, Revelation 17 and 8, whose Shemot, whose names are not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, Revelation 20, verse 20. 12 and verse 15. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Revelation 21:27. But they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. And finally, we have Revelation 22 and 19. Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, shall take away his part out of the book of life, the Sefer Chaim, Ha Chaim, the book of life, the book of the living. And this is where these verses here are very important for the meditation, even here, Shema, give ear to today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samech. 8, Psalm 69, Psalm LX, IX.
Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, and may the I and I name be written there. Shabbat Shalom, send that salam.